You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Allison Bektesh. Renting out an extra room is easier than ever with online services like Airbnb and vacation rental by owner. It's harder for cities and towns, though, trying to make sure everyone pays their taxes. Last week, the Glenwood Springs City Council took steps to expand short-term rentals. This is amid an effort to make sure they're also all playing by the rules. To learn more, I'm joined in the studio by reporter Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Last week, the Glenwood Springs City Council decided what exactly?
They're thinking about lifting restrictions on short-term rentals in 9 different developments. So there are 9 different what are called residential PUDs. And when I say PUD, this stands for Planned Unit Development. PUD, more often than not, refers to a large subdivision. So people living in this PUD zone, they have not been able to rent out their homes on a short-term basis, which means 30 days or less.
Why not?
The answer is kind of boring. It wasn't included in the development code. But the big picture here is that Glenwood Springs wants to simplify its zoning code. It's working towards being able to say, okay, everyone can rent out their home on Airbnb or VRBO, but you need to register with the city and you need to be paying both sales and lodging tax.
Okay, so what would be the upshot of this?
Well, the council still needs to have the second reading on this, but should it pass, it basically opens up Airbnb and VRBO as a possibility to 700 more units within Glenwood Springs.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that Glenwood Springs is suddenly going to have like 700 more Airbnb listings. Right now, the entire city has 68 homes that are on either Airbnb or VRBO. Hannah Klossman, who's a planner with the city, told me she's skeptical that this is going to lead to some kind of flood of new short-term rental properties.
I can definitively say that there's 5 that will likely become short-term rentals out of those 677.
Mm-hmm.
The remainder, you know, is anyone's guess.
Okay, but does this affect anyone in town?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, I spoke to Barbara Hilly. She's the general manager of the Caravan Inn. She essentially told me the more Airbnb, the fewer customers for her.
So these neighborhoods that currently aren't allowed to be renting out rooms, are people right now listing their homes on websites?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely can. There is a risk, though. There are penalties for not registering with the city that can be as severe as $1,000 per day.
So do we know if people are flying under the radar?
Yeah, Hannah Klossman told me that there are currently 18 violators in the entire city. And in the PUD zone, this zone in question, there are 3 violators. But should the ordinance pass, these so-called violators will have the chance to formalize their short-term rentals because it will then be legal.
Also interesting. Thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
I'm Allison Bektesh. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.